Good morning and welcome to As the Worm Turns this morning. My name is Jill and I'm here with our guru gardener, Lance Swaggart. Good morning, Lance.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you this week?
I'm trying to stay warm.
That's right. You've been going through the tarp on, tarp off week last week.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Every morning I take it off before I go off and come home, and it takes me about an hour and a half to put them back on.
Wow, that's a lot of preparation. But we're now moving into Mother's Day weekend, which I've always felt is traditionally a lot warmer.
Yeah, the days are getting longer and it's warming up. And I think it's in the calendar. May was still going to be a little changeable weather.
Sure.
But it is warming.
Yes, I like that. And you've got some crop planning going on this week. You've got some potato prepping going on.
I'm getting the potatoes ready. The rows are already made.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm doing is about a week or 2 weeks before I plant the potatoes, I set the seed potatoes out in indirect light, and they get green. And the term greening or chitting, C-H-I-T-T-I-N-G, is a way to get the sprouts start to sprout. And what you want is the short, stubby sprouts. The real long, lanky ones are not very productive. And the short, stubby ones are, you know, like twice as productive.
Oh, so you're just trying to get those short, stubby sprouts before you put them in the ground,
before.
Which is going to give you a heartier potato or
better crop? More productive.
More productive. Okay.
Yeah. And they still, again, I've said this in the past, potatoes can be frosted, mm-hmm. but it doesn't kill them. Just the top of the plant above the ground gets frozen, and they'll send up new shoots.
So no worries there on the freeze too much.
No, I actually cover my early potatoes if they're up, just to keep them steadily growing.
You do take pretty tender care of your garden. I love that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we talked about peas coming up. I know your peas are up. I know other people are looking for their peas to come up every day.
Mm-hmm.
But you're actually to the point where you're trellising your peas now.
Yeah, I trellising the peas, and I've made these. Well, there's many different ways to trellis things. And I've made these wire rings out of a stock fence, or it's 4 feet high.
Stock fence being?
It's stock fence, woven wire fence. It's the square stuff.
Okay, those little square boxy fencing looking things.
And I made those into 4 foot lengths and then made them into wire rings. And then I tie those. Well, I place them in between the pea plants and I've had posts up and then I tie them to the post. Otherwise, they'll blow over.
Okay, so your peas are just going to grow up in that nice trellis mm-hmm. environment and look really nice in there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And the holes are big enough that you can reach through and pick peas.
Exciting. I love picking fresh peas out of the mm-hmm. garden, just eating them right there. It's one of my favorite things to do. And you're now already on to your next bed of carrots.
I'm going to be starting the carrots, the next bed. The first bed is just sprouting,
uh-huh.
along with onions and Swiss chard. Those things are all coming up now. And then what I do is these beds are about 50 feet long, 4 feet wide, and I'll put six to seven wheelbarrows of compost
Ooh.
In there. And then I have what's called a broad fork or a U-bar.
Okay.
Original name is a U-bar. They're now calling them broad forks.
Uh-huh.
And these things are about 18 inches wide. The one I have is 18 inches wide. The tines are about 12 to 14 inches long. And they have long handles, and you push this into the ground and just lean back. You do not turn soil. And this aerates the soil down to a depth of about 14 inches.
Oh, that's interesting, because typically we're all used to turning our soil and really working it. And you're saying that this broad fork is a little bit gentler, I'm hearing.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. a little bit gentler. And you really, the more you till, you mix up the soil microorganism, the life down there. And that soil life is specific to a certain depth.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's some that live at 1 inch, some at 2 inch, some at 6 inches. And when you're turning it at 12 inches, you're taking the stuff from the top and putting it down. And that actually really disturbs it, could kill it, and it would take a while for the soil to balance back.
Oh, interesting. So you're protecting the nutrients by not turning the soil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that seems to be a thought that process that's coming back into our gardening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. It would stop the deep tilling or plowing.
Okay, that's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I think of Mother's Day, I typically think of flowers. Are we into flower planting season yet?
Yeah, you have to look at the flower kind. The thing is, zinnias are still going to freeze. Cosmos are still going to freeze.
Okay.
There's a couple plants. The larkspur are all up. Let's see, calendulas are up, bachelor's button are up. Love in the Mist, which is also nigella, that's up. So those things are up. But zinnias and cosmos and tithonia, which is Mexican sunflower, or some of your other sunflowers, they're not ready to. It's too cold.
Still too tender out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to plant them, you're going to have to cover them.
Right.
And there is a little marigolds.
Yes.
The ones that volunteer in the garden, say you grew some last year and they seeded on the ground.
Right.
When they come up, they only come up after danger of frost is gone.
Oh, interesting. So they know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's an indicator plant. And so when the marigolds volunteer, you can start planting.
Oh, fantastic. You're talking about all my favorite flowers, and so I'm going to watch my marigolds, absolutely.
Watch where you had marigolds last year. See if when they come up, and you're pretty much past danger of frost.
Okay, that's great advice, Lance. And you're also talking about a flowering tree out there right now, which
People don't realize that you can grow almonds.
Almond trees.
Yeah, uh-huh. So my almond tree is actually blooming.
It's
almost
exciting.
In full bloom. I actually have five of them, and most of them are young, but I have one established one that's doing quite well, and we'll see if I get almonds up to September.
Wow, that's very exciting. I didn't know. There's so many different things that grow in this valley that I'm surprised each year to find something new that I didn't know about. All right, any other advice for us coming into this warmer weather this week, Lance?
No, enjoy it, and... Just one last thing. I haven't been harvesting a lot of asparagus.
Oh, I've seen people really looking for the asparagus, the wild asparagus, but you've got it going in your garden and it's ready to eat.
Ready to eat, and I cover it every night.
Okay, that's one of those tender plants.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, yummy. Great. Thank you, Lance. And remember, listeners, if you have a question for Lance, you can email at worm@kvnf.org. That's worm@kvnf.org. Thank you, Lance. Happy gardening.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good day.
You too.